The behaviors that have been the foundation of human development are always on display, at least if you have the observant eyes of anthropologist and commentator Meredith Small.
Humans are the only creatures that regularly fashion and use tools. Other animals, like chimpanzees, often pick up sticks and stones and wield them appropriately. But humans depend on tools to make it through the day. I was recently reminded about the importance of tool use in our evolutionary history when I caught my 6-year-old daughter hunkered down in the gravel driveway with a hammer in her hand. She was selecting small rocks. They all looked the same to me, but not apparently to her, placing them on a 2x4 and then smacking them hard with the hammer. "What you doing there?" I asked, expecting her to say something about pounding stones for the fun of it. But she surprised me with, "I'm making knives. Feel this one." She held out a 2-inch piece of rock, and I was stunned to find that the edge was sharp, really sharp. Somehow she had figured out the physics of hitting the right rock at just the right angle to make a clean, mean edge. "You could skin a goat with that," I told her. "I know that," she shot back, as if she had always intended to butcher her own dinner. She then proceeded to make an array of 8 or so sharp points, a toolkit that any Stone Age hunter could be proud of. You might think she's just an anthropologist's daughter copying what Mom does for fun, but really, I don't make stone tools on the weekends. Instead, I think she was answering the ancient human urge to take a natural object and make something useful out of it. Humans began making tools at least 2.6 million years ago. We have evidence from Ethiopia of rocks that were purposefully worked to form a sort of bashing implement, presumably for butchering game. A few million years later, our ancestors invented the hand axe, an efficient little piece of worked rock that functioned like a Swiss army knife. It could slice and dice and crush and skin. People were using these tools for big and little game hunting, which extended their menu and gave them an advantage over other animals. The early human toolbox eventually became rather sophisticated. Bows, arrows, saws, awls, and snares. People were soon able to make clothes, construct housing, and exploit a wide variety of foodstuffs. All these tools made it easy for humans to move out of Africa and conquer the world. Today, we focus on computers, cars, and rocket ships as the great technological achievements that separate us from the apes. But really, our greatest achievement is closer to the ground. We are the ones who see the rocks in the driveway and feel compelled to figure out a way to make something from nothing, and then use that something to go get dinner.
Meredith Small is an anthropologist who lives in Ithaca, New York.